Starting Siman Tafnan Zayin, Din on Hagasah Chalav Isas Matzah. Says the Mechaber, B'mnei Shetzarech Ledaktik Bashir Ha'isa, Shalo Laharbos Ba Mishum Chashash Chimot, Umutav Shimaipa. Since we say that you have to be careful when it comes to how much dough you make at one time, that it has to be exactly the amount that is Chayiv and Chala, in order that there be less of a chance of Chametz, as we learned in the previous Siman. And it's best to do as little dough as possible. Therefore, it's best when you're making the different batches of dough that you place them together, that they touch each other at the time of Hafrashas Chala, when you're doing the separation of the Chala, because maybe, since you're being careful to make sure that you have as little as possible when you're making the dough, so there's a chance that there's actually less than the shear that is chayiv and chala. And you're doing hafreshes chala shelo kedin, you're doing hafreshes chala on something that isn't chayiv and hafreshes chala. So in order to prevent that from happening, we say that you should take the different batches that you're making and put them together to touch them so that they'll be now combined to create for sure a shear chala. V'imiyav shar lahafresh chala ba'udah isu v'nei amihiros. If you're unable to do the hafresha when it is still dough, because you're rushing to make sure that you get the dough in before it becomes chametz, you don't want to leave it without any asek, without any movement of the hands. Yafrishana achar fiyam miyad, so then you should do the hafrasha immediately after the baking. Sheitin kol matzos besal, you should take all the matzos and put them in a basket. Vatsal matzarf lechala, and now the basket will combine them for the shir chala purposes. Yuzel haderach hayoser nachon, and this is better to do it after the baking. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if you're not doing that, if you're doing it when it's still in the dough stage, so then after you create the first batch of dough, you would leave it on a table and have someone who is still doing something with it, moving it around to prevent the chametz from occurring while you create another batch of dough. And then together, you place them together to touch so that they will combine for the chiyav chala purposes. That this makes it into one isa for chiyav chala purposes. The Mishnah Berurah says that if the dough is too hard, that you're not able to stick them together, then there's no tzeiruf involved, and therefore you should combine them by putting them in a kli or covering them with something. It is better to do the hafreshes chala in general at the stage of the dough, because the pasuk says reishis ariso seichem, where we learn that the ikar mitzvah lechatchila is at the time that it is still dough. But if you didn't do it at the time that it was dough, then you could do it afterwards when it's already baked. And by matzah, the Mechaber says that it's better to do it when it's already matzah, so that you'll make sure that there's asek going on and that you're able to get all the dough in to bake it before it becomes chametz, and then do the hafrasha afterwards. This lechatchila of doing the hafrasha schala during when it's still dough, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says only applies to chala in Eretz Yisrael, but chala schutz la'aretz, which is only midrabanan, so there's no reason to be machped that you to be mafresh min ha'isa. It's just a midas chasidus to do it at that point. And just like the Shulchan Aruch says that we do it afterwards, so the Chayyadim writes that that was the minhag in his keila, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is the minhag of all of Klal Yisrael to not do the hafrasha when it is still in Isa by the matzah, because we want to make sure that we get everything done and everyone's involved in such a process. We don't want to have to stop to do the hafrasha, therefore we do the hafrasha afterwards when it's already matzah. There are some places that don't do hafrasha, they leave the hafrasha up to the person that buys it, so you should be careful just to make sure. It doesn't happen so often anymore, but sometimes in the real mahudar places, they'll leave it for you to do the hafrasha on, so you can fulfill the mitzvah. There's different discussions about this hafrasha process and hafrasha schala in general that the Dirshu brings over here, which isn't really shaykh to us, in terms of combining what combines different batches together in order to create a shear of challah, having it in the freezer, having it in the fridge, having it in a closet, having it on a table, in a drawer, all different discussions of what type. When it says that a sal, that a basket, combines the different things to make one batch, is that only a basket? What describes a basket? What are the characteristics of the basket? So if one has a shayla about this, one should ask a rav, or more likely look it up in a Hilchos Chala Sefer, as opposed to over here where it just comes up tangentially. But this was a minog of many to be mafresh chala themselves. And the Chazon Ish would bring home his matzahs, they say that he would be mafresh immediately, whereas the Gra would wait until Erev Pesach to be mafresh, different minhagim, but for most of us, the hafresha is already done before we even buy the matzahs, and there's nothing to worry about.